Track 7. £150,000 worth of property stolen from business. Police are appealing for information after outboard boat engines and other items worth up to £150,000 were stolen during a burglary of a Teambridge business. A number of marine equipment suppliers located in Devon and Cornwall appear to have been targeted between March and May of this year. In the latest burglary, approximately £150,000 worth of property, including numerous outboard engines, a quad bike and other marine equipment, was stolen. It is believed at least three men were involved in the latest break-in. Following inquiries, the property was later recovered. PC Mark Bunny, who is leading the investigation, said, "We believe this is part of a broader series of break-ins targeting marine businesses across Devon and Cornwall, with all the incidents involving the theft of outboard motors and other marine-related equipment and tools. In the light of these, we would encourage all business owners to review and bolster their security arrangements, particularly overnight security, access points, and their CCTV systems, where possibly ensuring these are independently powered. We are keen to prevent further offences and protect businesses across the region from similar losses."
Devon left behind by poor bus service. Villages in Devon are being left behind by bad bus services, according to one local MP. Buses are a social lifeline for older people, according to South Devon Liberal Democrat MP Caroline Voden. But the number of bus journeys in Devon has fallen by 40% in the last 10 years. Many communities have been left behind by unreliable, infrequent or inadequate bus services, she said. Many villages have no bus service at all, while others feel lucky to get one a day. Bus services across England are set for a major overhaul thanks to the government's new bus services bill, which passed its second reading in the House of Commons this week. The new legislation aims to protect essential routes from being cut without proper scrutiny. Councils will soon have greater powers to safeguard socially necessary services, such as those serving hospitals and schools. Town halls will face fewer bureaucratic hurdles when opting to take over bus services, and vital routes cannot be altered or axed without thorough consideration. Mrs. Voden said the early morning stagecoach Gold Bus between Paignton and Plymouth had been withdrawn last year because it was not commercially viable. But she said that was not good enough for people working early shifts, such as key workers and hospitality staff. When Stagecoach relocated the Dartmouth bus depot to Plymouth, the early morning 92 route was cut, meaning students couldn't get to college and local drivers lost their jobs. Axing the Stagecoach number 17 route in Brixham meant no visitor, holidaymaker, or hospitality worker could get home after 6:30 p.m. "That is hardly a late night out," said Mrs. Voden.
Grant boosts schools' alarm clock initiative. A new initiative aimed at replacing mobile phones with alarm clocks in Newton Abbott pupils' bedrooms has received essential funding. Haytor View Community Primary School and Nursery was given £1,500 by Tesco's Newton Abbott Superstore to buy clocks that don't tick as part of its Good Night Sleep project. The grant was one of three, totalling £3,000, to come from the latest round of funding via Tesco's Stronger Start scheme. Graham Hankin, senior leader at Haytor View Community Primary School, said, "We are very grateful to Tesco for this much needed funding. It will help so many of our pupils. As a primary school teacher for 25 years, I have seen the growth in the use of mobile phones by primary aged children. Many children use their phone as an alarm clock to ensure that they get up on time for school. During the night, though, their sleep can be interrupted by notifications as the phone lights up or vibrates. We want to get mobile phones out of children's bedrooms and into the care of their parents during the night. We will therefore use the Tesco grant to buy non-ticking alarm clocks for our Year 5 and Year 6 children to ensure they are all ready to learn in the school after getting a good night's sleep." One of the other good causes to benefit from the latest round of funding was the Westcliff Primary Academy in Dawlish, which received £1,000 to provide healthy tuck shop pupils, with encouraging them to eat well so they have more energy and better concentration throughout the school day. The third organisation to receive a grant was Space DYS. It was given £500 towards a school-based initiative designed to teach students how to grow, cook and enjoy healthy food. Teambridge shoppers can support local school and children's groups by dropping the Tesco's blue token they receive at the checkout into the relevant voting box as they leave the store.
Walborough Fen named Jewel of English Nature. A site of special scientific interest in Newton Abbot has been named one of the Guardian's 10 jewels of the English nature at risk from the development. In an article to its website, the national newspaper named Walborough Fen as a jewel of English nature at risk from development and Labour's planning bill. The Guardian describes the Fen and other sites as irreplaceable wild places that are currently or recently imperiled by development and are likely to face renewed threats if the current wildlife protections are torn up by the government's bill. In April, Teambridge District Council served a temporary stop notice on the Vistry Group for a potential breach of planning control at the Walborough Barton NA3 development.
Martin's dream visit to Dawlish Swans. A new specially adapted wheelchair made a trip to see the Black Swans of Dawlish a reality for a Tynmouth care home resident. Martin Graham, 82, is largely housebound due to his health conditions, but one of his long-held dreams was to see the famous Dawlish waterfowl. Staff at Croft Lodge Care Home in Tynmouth, where Martin has lived for the past 3 years, managed to fulfil his dreams with a day out to see the swans. Martin had often spoken of his wish to visit the Black Swans, and thanks to his newly adapted personalised wheelchair and the dedication of the care team, that wish became a reality. Accompanied by a team member, he enjoyed a gentle day out in the fresh air, feeding the ducks and watching the swans. And he said, "This is so beautiful." A lifelong animal lover, Martin grew up in Ireland, where he found companionship in his beloved red setters, who provided comfort during long periods of illness caused by tuberculosis. His health challenges have continued into later life, and his mobility has been significantly affected, making outings like this especially meaningful. Sharon Gerwood, registered manager at Croft Lodge, says this was such a special moment for Martin and for all of us who've supported him. He's spoken so often about seeing the Black Swans, and to help make that happen was a real privilege. We've already planning his next visit, a visit to the zoo, and we're so proud to play a part in bringing joy and purpose to the people we care for.